Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Today I'm going to talk to you about what happens if you have a pool with very high alkalinity. I'm going to go over the method to raise alkalinity that's really high in your pool. So when I talk about really high alkalinity, I'm not talking about maybe 150 or 160. I'm talking about alkalinity over 200, close to 250. And this could happen in certain situations, in certain areas of the country. The alkalinity can get that high. And the pH could be fairly normal. It could be at 7.8 or 8.0. It doesn't need to be at, 8.4 plus for that to happen. The water may be very alkaline. So since the pH and alkalinity are tied together, when you lower one, you lower the other. When you raise one, you raise the other. And so the dilemma that you may face is that with alkalinity at, like, let's say 240, I'll pick that number for this podcast. How do you lower alkalinity at 240 when the pH is at 8.0? And the ideal level for alkalinity is anywhere from between 80 and 120. Now, I'm not going to talk about adjusted alkalinity is when you take in account the cyanuric acid level. I'm just going to go straight with a alkalinity level of 240 and a pH of 8.0. So how would you lower the alkalinity down when it's that high? Well, the only way to do it effectively is with muriatic acid over a short period of time, and this will lower the alkalinity down. Let's say, for example, you have a 20,000-gallon pool. The alkalinity is at 240, the pH is at 8.0. So what is going to happen as you're adding the muriatic acids to the pool, I would start initially with maybe half a gallon. And then I would check the pool I would let the pool run, and I would check the pool's alkalinity pH again. And chances are, putting half a gallon in with alkalinity at 240, it's not going to go down very much at all. You may check again in 3 hours, and you're going to be at 230. And the reason for this is that such a high alkalinity level will buffer the pH that you're adding to the pool. And so basically, all that acid you added 3 hours prior doesn't have any effect on the water because the alkalinity is so high. And so you add another half a gallon 3 hours later with the pool running, the alkalinity may be at 220. The pH may be at 7.8. It may drop to 7.6, but it'll go back up pretty rapidly. So you repeat this process over 2 or 3 days where you're adding half a gallon of muriatic acid into your pool to drop the alkalinity down. Keep an eye on the pH also. If the pH gets down to 7.0, you can add some borax to the pool. You can get the 20-team mule borax at your local Walmart or Target. And this will raise the pH up without affecting the alkalinity very much at all. And so if you notice the pH is drifting down below 7.0, add the appropriate amount of borax to the pool to raise it up. And you can find the amount of borax to add to your pool to raise the pH at the site www.poolcalculator.com. They have a great calculator for chem dosage, and they also include borax, which is really convenient. And so go there, find out how much borax to add to raise your pH from 7.0 to 7.8. Add that in there. Your alkalinity may be at 180 at this point after treating it for 2 or 3 days with muriatic acid. Continue the treatment, the same thing, using quarter to half a gallon, depending on your pool size. I guess that's important to note. I was basing this off a 20,000-gallon pool. If your pool is like 15,000 gallons, you may want to do this treatment with a quarter of a gallon versus half a gallon. You never want to add a whole gallon of acid at one time. It's just dangerous to do that. It's not a good idea. Half a gallon is as much as I usually add at one time. If your pool's gigantic, like 40,000 gallons, then yes, you can add a gallon of muriatic acid to the pool. But for a typical size pool, even with high alkalinity, we're not going to be adding a full gallon at each time we're adding the acid to the pool. So keep doing the process, adding a half a gallon or a quarter of a gallon of acid. And I use the 31.45% muriatic acid from my supplier. The pool store would probably use the same percentage. Home Depot, you may get a weaker acid, so factor that in also. But if you do this over a course of a week, the alkalinity will be dropping in your pool, and you'll be able to get it down to 120 or 100 by just adding pretty much massive amount of muriatic acid to your pool over the course of a week or two,
adding it every 3 or 4 hours as the pool is running, and this will lower the very high alkalinity down. There's no other way to do it except doing the acid over a period of time, a short period of time, to lower it down. If you wait in between a week to do this treatment, the alkalinity is going to bounce back up very rapidly. Any acid that you add week to week to the pool is not going to move the needle. So this has to be done on a daily basis, several times a day. And this method is very effective. I've done it myself, and I've coached people through doing this particular method to lower down alkalinity like at 240 or higher. And that's the only way to do it. There's no other way to lower it down. And again, just keep an eye on the pH. Make sure that it's not dropping below 7.0. Otherwise, it could become corrosive to the equipment in the pool. So if your alkalinity is at, say, 150, you can lower it down traditionally by using a half a gallon of acid or a quarter gallon over a week or two. It's not going to be that big of a deal. But when you start getting over 200, 250, 300 with the alkalinity, it becomes much harder to lower it down because of the fact that the alkalinity will buffer the pH and pretty much make the muriatic acid ineffective as you're adding it to the pool. So keep that in mind if you have really high alkalinity. That's the method that I use to lower it down. It's highly effective. If you're a homeowner looking for more resources, check out my website at swimmingpoollearning.com. I have an ebook available for $9.99, and I can also send you a PDF downloadable version after you purchase the ebook. And if you do pool service for a living, definitely want to check out my coaching program. For as little as 33 cents a day, you can text me in real time to get your questions answered. You can also call me for $20 a month. These rates are really low, and there's a lot of great benefits to go along with the program, including discounts on your general liability insurance and other great discounts. You can learn more about this at the dedicated website for my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this minicast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. This podcast has been brought to you by InyoPools.com. InyoPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.